Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Welcome to another Real Estate Investing Strategy Show. I'm coming at you live from beautiful Fort Worth. Welcome, my friends. Happy Sunday. Happy Memorial Day. I'd like to recognize, well, Memorial Day weekend, right? This whole weekend's Memorial Day weekend, but I'd like to recognize those that sacrifice so that we may truly live and prosper in the greatest nation on earth. We can live and prosper in freedom. Well, today's show is another one of my team shows, and if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you've heard us say, both myself and other hosts, we talk about how real estate investing is truly a team sport. You shouldn't try this on your own. If you want to be the most effective possible, surround yourself with experts, realtors, contractors, home inspectors, mentors, lenders. These folks can help you along the way. They can advise you. The very best ones will tell you when a deal is not a good deal at all, and they'll advise you against that. But these are the kind of people that will help you along the way within our model of investing, a step-by-step process. Because real estate, if you seek out on your own, chances are you're going to make a mistake. I'm not saying that it's going to crush you, but I'm saying it will slow you down. So surround yourself with that team. And where can you find a great team? You can find a great team at Lifestyles Unlimited. And on today's show, I have a member from our vendor hub. I have a lender member who is a lending expert. I want to welcome to the show Andrew Postel of Guaranteed Rate. Andrew, how you doing today?
Great, Mike. Thanks so much for allowing me to be on the show. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you.
I'm happy to have you on. I think with this entire COVID crisis that we're going through, I want folks to understand that, yes, we're still borrowing. We're still buying homes. We still need a lender. A lender's our biggest partner in these deals. So, Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Guaranteed Rate?
Sure. So, I've been in the mortgage business since 2010. So I started lending coming out of the initial housing crisis. Now, I've been a real estate investor since 2001. So I invested during 9/11. I invested during housing crisis. And it just naturally came into lending as a secondary alternative to what I was doing at the time. So Guaranteed Rate, the whole reason why I work here is because I'm a real estate investor and I want their loans. For selfish reasons. I want their loans.
Right.
But they have really flexible terms. They're a privately held company. And they have the flexible terms that real estate investors need.
Excellent. So you've been investing almost 20 years now. And so, Andrew, this isn't your first downturn, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're listening to the show and this is your first downturn, welcome to your first of many. This
yes.
will happen again and again. And it sounds a little weird, but these are the kind of moments that real estate investors can really have great opportunities in.
You're exactly right. We shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't run for the hills. It's not the end of the world. We've been through, I'm not going to say we've been through a pandemic, okay? But we have absolutely been through bad times, right? And all the time you hear, if you listen to the pundits, and I advise you, turn off the news. Don't get lost in that. They're there to depress you, but you can get lost in it. If you listen to the pundits, this is the end. It's only going to get worse. But what this really is an opportunity for real estate investors. So, Andrew, you're a conventional lender. Where do your services fit within our model at Lifestyles Unlimited?
Yeah, and this is what a great model. This is exactly how I started before Lifestyles was even around. You know, we didn't have these abilities to meet other groups like this before. So if you're buying a challenged property and you're rehabbing it, we come in at the refinance stage to refinance you out of your short-term loan. We can do a cash-out loan on your primary home or even refinance your primary home. Or if you just want to buy an investment property outright, we can do that too. But our bread and butter, that refinance step, that's what we do.
Perfect. You're the guy we come to essentially get us out of that hard money loan. And I don't want to go down a deep discussion on hard money, but we use hard money, and the reasons essentially are because we're buying a property that a lot of times we can't get a conventional mortgage. And a hard money loan, yes, it's got high rates, but it's a short-term loan. So you're kind of you're the calm waters, I guess. You're the guy that pulls us out of that once the property's stabilized and we can move down the road. Now,
that's right.
Andrew, there's a distinct difference in what you do, and we may have to pick this up. We've got a couple minutes before the break, but you're a direct lender, not a mortgage broker. And this is something that I never knew about before Lifestyles Unlimited, that, you know, for me, it was a lender's a lender's a lender. And then you start kind of getting into what we do and you're like, wait a second. No, there are differences. Why don't you kick us off going down that path and tell us the difference, what each is and the difference?
Yeah, the main thing that a consumer would see between a direct lender and a broker, I represent a company, one company. And that one company keeps the mortgages, or I should say a vast majority of them. So if we don't sell them, I will be your customer for 30 years. But the benefit, the side benefit is, too, we don't have a loan minimum. We can lend anywhere in the country. We control the money ourselves. I mean, we still have to go to Fannie and Freddie, right? But we're significantly more flexible. That's the benefit that a consumer will see with us.
Right. There's plenty of benefits by going to a direct lender as opposed to a broker, because a broker basically is selling the paper at the end, and a broker is going to have certain requirements that they have to follow that you don't have to follow. And that's, I really want to dig into those differences on the other side. So they're pushing us out on a break. My name is Mike Harrison with Lifestyles Unlimited, and I have Andrew Postel of Guaranteed Rate. We're going to pick this up on the other side and continue discussing lending within the real estate investing model. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Talking about lending today, as it's so important what we do as real estate investors. And I've got an expert lender on the show, Andrew Postel of Guaranteed Rate. Not only is he a lender, he's also an investor. So how great is that to build your team with somebody that's doing exactly what you're doing? Do you think that person could help you, advise you, guide you along the way, help you make the best, most effective decisions? Absolutely. And if you've got any questions about lending, borrowing, mortgages, what have you, real estate investing, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email, and I do respond to these personally, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So our model is typically we buy the distressed single-family home. Therefore, we use what's called hard money, and hard money gives us the ability to do a quick close, and it also gives us the ability to borrow on the future value of the home, right? we're going to bring this home up to speed. And so we're able to many times to cover that rehab within hard money. But you don't want to be in hard money your whole life. You just want to be there for 90 days, really. That's what I advise. And so then you need to refi to conventional, and that's where Andrew comes in, and he kind of puts that asset on calm waters, is kind of how I think about it. It's stable, it's moving, you've got the tenant, and Andrew's there to kind of set everything straight at the end. So, Andrew, how many conventional loans can someone have? Because this is something I learned about 6 years ago, and it was surprising to me. Let's talk about how many someone could have.
Sure. An individual person can have 10. And I'm saying individual on purpose because if you're a married couple, you can each have 10. So you can, in theory, if you're married, have up to 20 conventional loans.
Right. And it's almost... they set it up that way. That was a surprise to me. And each one in turn, if you're doing it right, becomes easier to get. But the fact that you can have within a family, essentially you and your spouse, 20 conventional loans almost says, well, you can't have, well, unless you're some jet setting billionaire, you don't have, you know, more than one or two, maybe a vacation house. But the rest, obviously, those are rental properties. Those are assets. That's a business. So within that, Andrew, obviously we've got to get pre-approved. What's the importance of that, and how long does pre-approval typically take?
Oh, yeah. Pre-approving can take maybe 30 minutes, you know. Once you hit enter, we can tackle it right away. Sometimes, you know, if we're on the phone with somebody else, maybe an hour, you know, to get to you. But being pre-approved is so critically important because that tells you up front what your payment will be later, how much you can borrow. And it will also tell you, hey, maybe I need to adjust my offer in the beginning because I can only get approved for this amount at the end when I refinance. It fills in all these blanks that are really important to be successful when doing this.
Right. You want to know that going into the deal that you're able to take that property down. Right? I mean, do you see that often that somebody maybe finds let's say a $120,000 rent home or $150,000 home that they're going to use as a rental, and they haven't been pre-approved, and they go in and find out they can't get it? Do you see that very often?
Yeah, or they buy it, and then they think they can get approved for this amount, and they just is the absolute correct way to do it. Get pre-approved first.
Right, almost shows that someone's serious. So the pre-approval, you said 30 minutes to an hour. Why is the close typically, is it 40 days? How long does it take to get through that whole process?
Yeah, right now. So this is, it's lengthy for me. I'm not accustomed to being this long. It's about 45 days. And it's that long because rates are so low right now. As an industry, there are about $7 trillion of mortgages that are eligible to be refinanced with rates where they are. $7
trillion. Wow.
My industry, we can only handle $2 trillion of work. So everybody's working longer, harder. And that's just the refinances, Mike. There's also the purchases, too. And so my purchases have to take precedence. You know, hey, it's a family moving into a home. They have to go hit deadlines. When it's a refinance, you already own it, you know? So purchases even get priority in a situation like this. In the, you know, what's going on with the economy, it's running a little longer, but 45 days is still reasonable. We still plan ahead and time it so that you're in hard money as little as possible.
Right. And I think that's one of the myths that was floating around, or one of the rumors, or another one of the fear, wherever you want to classify it. But I remember mid-March, seems like a lifetime ago, but I think what was floating around was it was going to take much, much longer in the process because of the COVID. And so you're saying it's still 40, 45 days, and it's really workload. It's nothing COVID related, or what's that playing into it?
Yeah, it's nothing COVID related. We were going crazy in February before COVID.
Yeah.
Before, and then COVID hit. So COVID just made it more complicated, but we were already because rates were so low in February, if you remember,
yeah.
We were already max capacity at that point.
Yeah, rates are low, and they found a way to make them even lower. And I've always considered anything less than 4% free money. I guess the official, the official is 2%. Do you have thoughts on what number equates to free money because of inflation?
So, no. I mean, to me, I've bought investment properties when the rates were 7.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, as long as I've got that renter in the property, I can cash flow and be fine. So even though the interest rates are really good right now, when they increase, I'm assuming they will, we can still be profitable. So I don't stress too much about the rate as an investor.
I hear you. It's essentially a mathematical equation. If you sit down and you figure everything out, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and your rent is for greater than that, then the difference is the cash flow. So you're saying really interest rate doesn't matter if it's 5, if it's 7, if it's 2, 2.1, 3, whatever the number, as long as it cash flows, just a mathematical equation in the whole property. So talk about rates. What you got a crystal ball in front of you? What's going to happen here?
I think if I knew what would happen with interest rates, I'd probably be doing something else on Wall Street and a millionaire, you know.
Right.
It's very hard to predict. If anybody last year was like, hey, you think rates will be lower? Everybody would have said no. Every expert said 2019 rates would go up to 4.5, you know. Before that, it was 20. So the main thing is be diligent when analyzing your deal, trust in the relationships that you have. And you'll make a very successful career out of this.
Yep. I think you hit the nail on the head. Well, Andrew, they're pushing us out. We're going to pick this up on the other side after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. As always, we are working on your financial freedom, and freedom is a word that we've been throwing around a little bit more than we have in the past with this whole COVID and lockdown issue, and looks like the state of Texas is finally reopening, and we're not going to have a discussion about right or wrong or freedom, but this is Memorial Day weekend, and I think it's important that we recognize those that have sacrificed so that we may have freedom. And you've got freedom of liberty, and then the ultimate freedom, which is financial freedom. And that is true liberty, my friends. That is the liberty to go where you want, when you want, with who you want, do anything you want on your terms. You're not nailed down to a boss or a job or W-2 income. If you've got any questions on how we achieve financial freedom through real estate investing, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Well, I've got my friend Andrew Postel of Guaranteed Rate on the show, and Andrew is a direct lender. He is not a mortgage broker, and there is a difference, my friends, and there's some advantages to working with Andrew, and you can find Andrew on our vendor hub. He is a vendor with Lifestyles Unlimited. So, Andrew, before we get too deep, how can the listener get a hold of you to use your services and get your advice and help?
Oh, sure. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm on the Facebook and on the Instagram, so if anybody wants to connect socially, that's great. My phone number, I'm here in Fort Worth. Phone number is 817-380-1913.
And guaranteed rate, so we can find that. What's the best way to find guaranteed rate, your website?
Oh, yeah. I think it's just guaranteed. You know what? Let me get back to you while I'm looking up the internet here to make sure to confirm.
Yeah. We can
Most
Google
just
you.
Call me.
Yeah, you're here. You're in Keller, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Andrew, what's required to qualify for financing? I get asked this a lot for somebody who's never bought a rental property and they're thinking about it, or they're looking to do it, or they've made a decision to invest in rental property. What does a first time buyer, what do they need to bring to the table to qualify for financing?
Yeah, so let's talk about the Fannie Freddie column. So in the real estate investing world, I call them two columns per loans. One column, conventional, conforming, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. Those are low rates, very stable terms. The other column, there's a whole other column, portfolio commercial lending. So what Fannie Freddie require is a stable job, stable income, reasonable credit, reasonable assets. Those are the three things, income, credit, assets. If you said, hey, Andrew, I don't have a job. Hey, commercial lending in a normal scenario is where we would need to go. But that column is very restrictive right now. So currently, Fannie Freddie is the best way for most people to get lending,
right?
Job, credit, asset.
Okay, so you are seeing some tightening on the portfolio side.
Yeah, because that's where all the money went to go save all those companies. You know, like Ford and GM, they haven't made a car in like 2 months. They still got to make payroll. So they went out and got $10 billion loans. And so did American Airlines and Delta and all these other places. So they, anytime the economy downturns like this, this is exactly what happened. Housing crisis, same thing. 9/11, same thing.
Right.
Commercial portfolio lending goes away because they have to go out and help save these businesses from going under.
I hear you. And I utilized a portfolio loan because I had exceeded my 10, and my wife wasn't working at the time. So for house 11, I had to utilize, I guess, private money is what I call it, right? Is that a correct term?
Yeah, I mean, I define it portfolio because it comes from the lender's own portfolio of money. You know, so a hard money lender, it's their money. They get to choose the rules.
Right.
Even
right.
Big banks have their own portfolio loans. Just everybody lends it a little differently. That's all.
I was amazed kind of going through that process. Obviously, they weren't near as restrictive as what I thought Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac were. The rates were a little higher. But I'll tell you, mm-hmm. they didn't want, I was small time. They would, in fact, as I'm going through the process, they told me, they said, Harrison, it would be easier to loan you $2 or $3 million than this small amount that you're requesting. And so I ended up actually buying two houses at the same time because I had to put some meat on the bone. I don't know, but I had to make it a little more attractive for them. Do you see some of that?
Oh, yeah. So the way portfolio lending works, each bank, each lender will lend it differently. So since there are over 8,000 lenders in America,
wow,
that means there's 8,000 different portfolio loans. So each one might have different set of rules. Some of them, Mike, they won't care. They won't care about your loan amount or this and that. But it's really hard to find a lot of these places, and that's why it's really important to lean on other investors that have paved the way for us. And, if you ever need them, Mike, I'm willing to share any of my contacts I've got. So I'll email them to you if you've got them too. But I've
got several
that will do a smaller amount for you.
It's a whole underworld of I think the money that I borrowed is really like private family money, several families, and they've kind of created a quote bank, right? I mean, they had an office building in Dallas, but it wasn't, didn't look like a bank, looked like an office building to me. And it was just some deep pocket folks out there that are lending this asset-based loans. So they're safe and they're lending to people who are experienced. So it was, there's a whole nother world out there of some deep pockets. That was, love to be there one day, right?
I know, right? Do you mind me asking, did you get a 30-year loan, 20-year loan? Like, what was the term on it?
It was a 7. Yeah, just did a 7 arm, essentially, knowing that I'm not going to hold those houses for that long of a period. So
I got you.
Yeah, that's what we did a few years back, and I've since moved into passive investing, multifamily. So, Andrew, do you only write loans in the state of Texas?
Me personally, yes, but at my company, you know, they call me a vice president, whatever that means. But it does mean I get to assign other people in other states. So, hey, Andrew, I'm doing the same thing, but I need you to consult on the investment strategy. I'll get somebody with a good license so that we can still write a loan in all 50 states. My company can do it all 50.
Wonderful. So let's do the reverse of that. Let's talk about out-of-state investors investing in Texas, because there's a ton of that going on. And Dell Walmsley has that saying, live where you want, invest where you want. Have you seen an uptick? Or I'm sure you're doing some of those, right?
Yeah, that's consistently we've had out-of-state people come to Texas, right? So if you go to the Texas A&M Real Estate Institute, anybody knows this, it's a great resource of numbers and data collections for real estate. They show the population of Texas has doubled in the past 40 years, and 90% of that growth is within 50 miles of I-35. So word is out that Texas is a great place to invest in. And I-35 goes through Fort Worth, through Dallas, through San Antonio, through Austin. So it's a, you know, it's a great corridor where we're at, and a lot of people know that this is a really stable market. Through downturns and everything, we've still had population increases here. It's a great real estate market.
I think I saw something the other day. Is it 29 million people in the state of Texas now? And companies, Andy Webb was even talking on his show this morning. There's a whole nother slew of companies that are coming to Texas just because they're shut down in these other states. They've got the corona shutdown, right? Talk about freedom. And you got a lot of these companies are saying, well, my golly, I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. We're going to come to Texas. So we'll pick it up right there on the other side with Andrew Postel of Guaranteed Rate. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. As always, we are working on your financial freedom. I have on the show today Andrew Postel. He is a direct lender, not a mortgage broker, with Guaranteed Rate, and Andrew can help you immensely. He is your biggest partner when you buy real estate. Your lender is, they're there for pretty much 80% of the property. How do you learn what we do? Well, I recommend one of our free workshops, and they are on live stream right now. So freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can see how we make money 5 ways on every single family property that we own, and we make money 6 ways on our apartment communities. our next workshops are May 26th. That's at 8:30 in the evening. May 30th at 12 noon, and then June 2nd at 6:30, and that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. I attended a free workshop, and that's essentially where I got to see what Lifestyles is, how they do it, why they do it, and from that time on, it has changed my life. Trust me. Now, if you want to get involved with us, if you want to join, well, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. And right now, that's only $197 for 1 year. My friends, I divide everything up by months, right? My rent comes in each month, my bills. That's $17 a month, $17, okay? Some of you have bought Irish coffees out there on wherever you are for more than $17, okay? $197 for 1 year. You must use the promo code SAVEBIG. Save big. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. So, Andrew, let's see if we can ring this segment out with, it is not the end of the world. This is just another bump in the road. But what it is, it's a major opportunity for real estate investors. Why don't you tell us about your Florida purchase, the home you purchased in Florida?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I've been investing since 2001. So 9/11, invested through that. Housing crisis, invested through that. During the housing crisis, I lived in Florida, one of the worst hit states in the country.
Yeah.
I was trying to time. Yeah, it was pretty tough there. I was trying to time. Like, okay, I see the market going down. Okay, I think this is the bottom. So I bought a property for $130,000. They were just asking $175,000 for them. 4 months previously.
Yeah, you're they going, woo, 40 grand,
yeah,
45
like,
grand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zero down, right? So it's like, it was at the time, it was nothing out of my pocket, no risk for me.
Yeah.
Well, that was the middle of 2008.
Oh.
So guess what happened?
But
my
wait,
property value went down.
It gets
and
better.
Down and down.
Yeah.
But the thing about this property is I never lost money on it. I still own this property to this day. The value was inconsequential. I mean, it was important for the loan at the time.
Yeah.
But the important part is, can I cash flow? Does my renter pay my mortgage? Yes. And today it's worth more, of course.
Right.
But I didn't panic and I kept it. It's a great place to have a property. Love that property.
So much of what we do is counterintuitive. Yes, you didn't panic. Very important. You kept it. The property's cash flowed. And yeah, Dale will say that. It doesn't matter. We make money in the up times and we make money in the down times. And you lose if you force to sell or if you do a panic sell when the value of the home is down. And you wrote it out. So your purchase was $45,000 less than they were asking. And the value went down, what, another $40,000 at some point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it bottomed out about 80 grand. Yep.
Right. But you weren't looking to sell. You were looking at the cash flow. And that's one of our primary rules right there. Must cash flow. We won't buy an asset if it doesn't cash flow. So that's a beautiful point that you made. Confession here, but we have a nice property in Coppell. And it came up for lease. The residents were there for 5 years. Great property, best product, best price, right? And they gave notice to leave. And they left at the end of April. And my wife and I were concerned. We were concerned because of the COVID and the economy. And I was thinking, well, boy, I hope it rents quickly. You know, I don't want this thing sitting for 3 months. I am still paying the note, the insurance, the taxes, and I had nothing to be concerned about. Happy to report, 3 weeks after the move out, another resident is in the property. So that was ridiculous on my part. I should have just stayed lean strong, but mentally, I think just all the negativity that's out there had us worried that it wasn't going to rent. And sure enough,
sure,
there it is. So, which kind of brings me to, you've got a great story about the very first, and we all remember our first one. Tell us about your first one.
So my first rehab and fix. You know, my first buy and hold where I rehab, because I did buy a property that I house hacked where I rented out the rooms, but I didn't do any rehab on it. The very first property I rehabbed, I bought for $7,000. Now we're at the bottom of the housing crisis, right? Now this is the bottom. This is 2009. The city was going to demo home. They were going to just demo home. I was like, hey, I'm buying one for $7,000. I'm like, sold. So I bought it for $7,000. I put $23,000 of rehab into it. And after it was all said and done, it was worth $30,000. Yay.
100%.
100%. Yeah. So, and Mike, this is before the internet is what it is. You know, it was, there was no lifestyle. You know, there was no, the only way for me to learn how to do it was either to do it or read some book that was outdated at the library.
Right.
So what Lifestyles does is like, hey, you can buy and rehab a property, but you don't have to do it at 100%. You can do it way less than that. And that's what's the great element to Lifestyles, what it teaches you. The things that we already learned the hard way, you can learn now.
Two important
at the time.
Right. You bring home two hugely important points. And I bought a home prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, or my first rent home, and I did it within an IRA, and I paid cash for it. $200,000, super nice house. Wood floors, crown molding, four bedroom. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous home. And didn't know what I was doing. Had to put an AC in it, had to fix a fence, and still made 9% cash on cash return. And that's when I said, wait a second, I know I'm doing this wrong. I need to get educated to learn how to do it right. But so your point is real estate is extremely forgiving. You were in a property for 100%, yet you're still making money on it. And yeah, it's just interesting. And then the second point is okay, why do it yourself? You can come to Lifestyles Unlimited. We have the team. We have the knowledge. Dell created the map. He says, do it this way. This is the model. And if you follow these steps, you will be successful. And so I'm not going to say he didn't idiot-proof it, because there's always folks that want to try their own thing and do something different. But he has a concrete model. And if you follow it, I've seen hundreds, if not thousands of people do this and start setting themselves free, $400 at a time, right? One house, two house, on and on and on. So quickly, Andrew, you being a direct lender, you're not beholden to overlays. Why don't you tell us briefly what an overlay is and why you don't necessarily have to follow the overlays compared to mortgage brokers?
Oh, sure. So, and I want to make sure I'm clear too. I've been a broker before. Brokers have a great place for us. You know, they're amazing. We should absolutely continue to use them.
Right.
The overlay, all it is investment properties foreclose at a higher rate than primary home. Every lender knows this. So sometimes a lender might say, hey, you know, I want to limit my risk. So
yeah,
even though Fannie Freddie say minimum credit score is 620, I'm going to do 680. That is a rule over their guidelines. We call those overlays. The reason why I work here, no overlays. We're as flexible as you can get. That's what an overlay is.
Right. For instance, I've been told in the past that I have to own a property for 1 year prior to a refi. True or not true?
Not true.
That was an overlay, and I didn't know it. It was just
That's
something
right.
that was there. Or here's another overlay is how long you have to own a property before the rental income counts toward your income for qualification purposes. Andrew, you want to touch that one?
Yeah, there is no time on that either. 0 days. Use the rental income immediately is what Fannie and Freddie say is possible.
No, that was another overlay. So, Andrew, quickly, what should someone ask when seeking a lender? Some questions so that they can find out whether they're a direct lender or not, and then how can someone get a hold of you?
Sure. I'm going to give you three quick questions. I want you to ask your potential lenders, what is your minimum down payment? If they say 15% on the refinance, 15% equity, right? 15% needs to be the answer. That is a good no overlay indicator.
Andrew, they're pushing us out. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. If you've got any questions for myself or Andrew, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I want you to remember, until next week, my name's Mike Harrison. It's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.